following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. As someone who dislikes sharing their thoughts and always saying, I don't know, this podcast is meant to showcase my opinions and my top 10 lists. Join me, DJ Opinion, as I talk about a new list every episode, ranging from my top 10 favorite songs to my top 10 fears. Welcome back to episode 7 of POV My Top 10. And this week, we're going to be talking about my top 10 favorite songs. It was hard to pick only 10 of my favorites because I have a lot of favorite songs, but I chose these songs based off of how it made me feel and the way the lyrics kind of spoke to me and the way I would usually listen to this song all the time. So let's get on with it. Number 10 on my list is Just the Way You Are by Bruno Mars. I really like this song because I think it's a really cute love song, and I really like the lyrics and the emotion behind it, the way that Bruno Mars sings these words to the girl in the music video. I dream of how some guy would eventually sing these to me, which realistically probably won't happen, but I still think about it all the time. I really like the way the lyrics that he says of, when I see your face, there's not a thing that I would change, because you're amazing just the way you are. And I think about that and how important it is to let your significant other know that they shouldn't change for you and that they're perfect just the way they are. And overall, it's just a really cute song to me. And maybe if I get married or something like that, I think I would probably have this song playing at my wedding. Number 9 on my list is You Belong With Me by Taylor Swift. This song was released in 2009, and I definitely think it's an iconic love song, and it's super cute. The music video has a little rom-com story behind it. I first listened to this song when I was younger, when it was on the radio, and you can catch me singing it now in the future. And I think it's a really fun song to sing out loud from the bottom of your chest and just scream it at the top of your lungs, you know. I really enjoy the lyrics of this song and just being able to tell somebody that you belong with them. I don't know, it's something about it is just really cute, and it's definitely a song that I would listen to a lot throughout my younger years, and I still do. And if you haven't listened to this song before, I think you really should. Number 8 on my list is another old nostalgic song from my childhood, which is Fireworks by Katy Perry. And I really like this song because it's really catchy and the lyrics really speak to me, because when Katy Perry says that, because there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine, just own the night like the 4th of July, I feel like it gives you a boost of confidence. And with the music in the background, it's just something that makes you a lot happier, you know? I really liked listening to this song when I was younger. I would sing it whenever it was on the radio. It'd be my go-to song to play whenever I was singing along. Yeah, I still listen to this song every now and then, and it definitely gives me a lot of memories from when I was younger whenever I do hear it on the radio. Number 7 is another K-pop song. It's Wedding Dress by Taeyang, and it's one of the first K-pop songs that I listened to. And my cousin, who lived in Canada when I visited him, he showed this song to me, and it's definitely a bittersweet, I want to say bittersweet, but more bitter and sad song. It's about this man that loves a woman who's marrying another man, and the music video, the dance and the song, it's just really sad, but something about it just makes me really interested, and I really like the song. I also really like the piano and instrumental versions of it. I wanted to learn it on the piano, but I ended up giving up because it was kind of hard, but still a really good song. And if you've never listened to it before, I really say you should look it up and watch the entire video, and you'll probably be watching it on repeat. Number six on my list is the song Still Into You by Paramore. This song is a love song that's based on the vocalist Hayley Williams' former relationship with a musician named Chad Gilbert. And honestly, I really liked listening to this song a lot, and I don't know if I would relate to it, but something about it just kind of shakes me, I guess, and it really speaks to me. And one of the greatest memories that I had singing with this song was my friends and I, we were driving through this tunnel at night, and we had the song blasting, all of our windows were rolled down, and we were all singing the song out loud, screaming out the iconic lyrics. I should be over all the butterflies, but I'm into you. And honestly, if there was anything I could do, I would definitely take myself back to this night where we were just singing this song out loud with the windows all rolled down, driving through that tunnel. Number five on my list is the song Glad You Came by The Wanted. The Wanted is a British-Irish boy band, and this song definitely gives me also a lot of nostalgia when I first listened to it, and I really like the way they rhyme their words with the words that end the sentence, they use it to begin the sentence, and I think it's a really great song to listen if you're partying or if you're just trying to have fun dancing along with all of your friends. I know whenever the song comes on, me and my friends will always dance to it and we sing along to it. Number four on my list is a Japanese pop song called Yoru ni Kakeru, or Racing into the Night. This song is sung by a male-female pop duo called YOASOBI, and the song is actually really pop-like and really preppy and upbeat, which I really liked. But after learning the meaning behind the lyrics, there's kind of a dark twist to it. And although it seems like a happy song, the lyrics follow a story of this couple where the male finds his partner on the rooftop waiting to jump off, but after finding out that she's on the rooftop, he tries to help her, but she ends up convincing him to also jump off with her. And at the end of the storyline, they end up racing into the night as the title, or, you know, jumping off the rooftop, which is kind of dark and twisted. But overall, this song is a really good song and you should listen to it if you haven't. Number three on my list is Bad Romance by Lady Gaga. What is there not to like about Lady Gaga? Her singing is great, her music videos, they're always something new and preppy with it. I really like this song because it's super catchy and it's another great song that you can sing along to. I like the lyrics. I also really like how different the music video was. And it's a song that's also from when I was younger, I would listen to a lot. And I still do. I usually listen to this song a lot when I drive because I like singing along to it. Like the lyrics of I want your love and I want your revenge. There's something about it, and you and me can write a bad romance. I don't know why, but it's just a really catchy song, and the beat and everything in the background, I really enjoy this song a lot. So if you haven't listened to this one, you should also definitely check it out. Number two on my list is another K-pop song. This time this is I Will Show You by Ailee. She is a really popular singer, and in this song, you can really hear her vocals and how great of a singer that she really is. I really like this song because of the way the lyrics, and it's super catchy with the beat. It starts off slow in the beginning and then it gets really upbeat and fast, like in the middle of the song. The music video is basically about a girl who used to have a boyfriend, but he would always only look at the pretty girls because he never saw his girlfriend as pretty. So she decided to change herself and kind of had a glow up, you could say. And everybody, all the other guys would start hitting on her magically. And when her former boyfriend tries to get back with her, she shows that she's uninterested. And in the lyrics, Ailee sings, it says that, "I'll meet a better man and show you that I'm happier than you." And for some reason, that just made me really like, you go girl, kind of in a way. And this song, I just really like it. And it's another great K-pop song. If you haven't listened to any of Ailee's other songs, you should definitely check her out. Last but not least, this song is definitely my current favorite, and I've been having it on repeat ever since it came out in around 2021 of December. This song is Every Summertime by Nicki. This song was also featured in the Shang-Chi and the Legend of Ten Rings album, and I really like it because of the way that Nicki's voice, it just makes this song really soft but really kind of love-like. And it follows these two Asian college kids that fall in love with each other. And I don't know why, but it's just so happy and makes me feel really in love, I guess, after listening to it. Kind of got this R&B vibe to it. And my favorite lyrics from it would probably be when she sings, "Baby, I'd give up anything to travel inside your mind. Baby, I fall in love again come every summertime." Something about the way Nicki sings these lyrics, it makes me just feel like I'm falling in love with someone over and over again. And I also think it's a perfect summer song to play in your car, just driving down along the coast, you know? Overall, the song just makes me really happy. And if you haven't listened to it, you really should. I think it would make you really happy too. And that wraps up this week's episode about my top 10 favorite songs. It was definitely hard to only choose 10 because I like listening to music so much and I have more than 10 favorites. But I came to a conclusion about these top 10 because they really spoke to me in that way. And if you haven't listened to any of these, you should definitely check them out. In my opinion, they're really good songs. And join me next week as we're going to be having a special guest on our podcast next weekend.